Trey, we got bowl season starting up on Friday of next week. We've got the National Signing Day less than a week away on Wednesday. And then, of course, there'll be a late signing period in February. So a lot going on over the next 10 days as far as this the start of bowl season and more. We got two bowl games on Friday of next week, seven, counting the Celebration Bowl on Saturday. Let the fun and festivities begin.
It's that time of the year. You know, back in the day before the early signing period, which starts Wednesday, next Wednesday, and ends Friday, this was sort of like, I mean, as you know, this was sort of kind of dead. We would have the Heisman this weekend, get through a few of the bowl games, and then, you know, things would really pick up after Christmas. But there's no break anymore. This is, I mean, we're in the throes of signing day. This is the nuts time of the year.
I will say this. I'm looking at some of these matchups on Saturday, December 21st. Hey, by the way, I know Central Florida has three losses, but if they beat Marshall on Monday, December 23rd, does that mean Central Florida has a stake in this year's national championship? I just want to make sure there's no parades in Orlando this year. I'm just double-checking on that one.
No parades in Orlando. The three losses, kind of a disappointing season down there. And I saw Josh Heupel's, while we're on it, like, every time I saw Josh Heupel's name being floated for a job, like, at Mizzou, I was like, really? He hasn't quite maintained what they've got at Central Florida under Scott Frost, so.
Do you think look, I know why they're doing it, because you have to protect yourself year in and year out, but I'll bring up an example. December 21st, the New Orleans Bowl, Appalachian State, 12-1, taking on Alabama-Birmingham, 9-4, an Alabama-Birmingham team that was not even the best team in their conference. I understand that the Power Five conferences want as many tie-ins as possible to the top echelon as far as bowl games, but I think we miss out on opportunities knowing an Appalachian State. I would have loved to have seen this year an Appalachian State take on a decent Power Five team in a bowl game.
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer. They were, Boise State at least gets Washington in a bowl game as far as talking top 25 group of five teams who missed the New Year's Six bowl game. I feel bad for Appalachian State in that regard. Nothing wrong with New Orleans at all, but an UAB serviceable opponent, Bill Clark's done a really nice job, but yeah, like, we couldn't have seen Appalachian State play, I don't know, Michigan or somebody, somebody with a little bit more heft to their name.
Well, I'm not going to disagree with you there. What other things stood out for you as far as these bowl games got announced on Sunday?
Ooh, well, I to be honest with you, I think the playoff system and the NFL or the NFL bound players skipping bowl games, I really think it's severely hampered bowl season. I was trying to come up with my list the other day of my 10 bowl games I can't wait to watch. And I got to like 9 or 10. I was like, well, I guess I'll just go with the Camping World Bowl, Notre Dame, Iowa State. How about the Belk Bowl? So Kentucky versus Virginia Tech. And I was like, man, like, this is not what it used to be. I don't know if it's because we're so focused on the playoff. I think it is. The teams are no longer nearly as excited to play in these bowls as they used to be. Like, the Holiday Bowl used to mean something, I feel like, or, you know, the Alamo Bowl, or it's just, that was my takeaway, Johnny. It's kind of like, all right, well, these are the bowl games. Let's just get to the playoffs.
Well, I mean, maybe there's a burnout factor for you. Maybe next week, if you ask yourself that same question, maybe you look at it differently. You mentioned the Holiday Bowl. I mean, yeah, I remember, before Christmas, the Holiday Bowl and the magic of Jim McMahon, for example, and BYU. So I remember some memorable games. Also remember BYU winning a national championship, beating a mediocre Michigan team to wrap up their undefeated season. So there's those moments. But you mentioned I looked down when you said Holiday Bowl, and this year in San Diego, Iowa versus Southern Cal. That's going to be a fun game.
No, it will be. And, you know, Oklahoma State versus Texas A&M in the Texas Bowl, and Mike Gundy said Texas A&M is the best 7-5 team in college football. And I am excited about the New Year's Six games. Memphis versus Penn State could be kind of fascinating. Really great offense versus a really great defense.
That's going to be, to me, the toughest challenge of probably any coach out there, and that is James Franklin and the challenge for him and his staff to get Penn State fired up to take on Memphis. I mean, they're a good team, but you know as well as I do, you're talking about 18 to 22-year-olds, and they're going, yeah, it's Memphis. And if they take that attitude, they could be walking away with a loss at the end of the day.
Yeah, they're going to – I think it's always tough for the Power 5 team that plays the Group of 5 team in the bowl game. LSU had no issues last year, but 2 years ago Auburn did with UCF to take that team seriously. So,
well, Florida State did with Houston over the last 5 years or so. I mean, there's that is usually the norm where the team taking on that squad as far as from the Group of 5 is usually a Power 5 team that struggles.
I feel like the toughest coaching job for a non-playoff team this year is Kirby Smart. Two straight years, Georgia is in the Sugar Bowl against the Big 12 team. Baylor, Texas beat Georgia last year in the Sugar Bowl. By a touchdown, it was 28-7, and Georgia fans, SEC fans, said Georgia didn't want to be there. And that was clear. Georgia was on the brink of a playoff a few weeks earlier before Jalen Hurts worked his magic and beat him in the SEC title game. All right, so but at least that was Texas. Baylor's not a name brand program. Do Georgia players take that?
Well, they're a name brand program, but for all the wrong reasons.
Right. Yeah. No. Exactly. And does Georgia take Baylor seriously? Georgia's going to have several players sitting out the bowl game, and Kirby Smart can. I don't think. I mean, he'll be fine, but I really don't think perception wise or momentum wise can afford a second straight Sugar Bowl loss to a Big 12 team, which his team shows up not caring. So I think that's the toughest job for motivation this bowl season. It's what Kirby Smart has to do for a disappointing Georgia Bulldogs team.
Well, if the mothership and ESPN gets it wrong, so they're putting up graphics showing, in this case, Georgia taking on Baylor, and they show that Georgia beat Texas in last year's bowl game, I mean, do they change the records because ESPN said so?
Did that happen?
Yeah, it did happen.
Did they say that?
Yeah, it did happen. That time, all that commitment, all those hours to the top four and nothing as far as hardly for the other bowl matchups. And, yeah, when they started finally in those last 30 minutes bringing some of those matchups up, they had Georgia. Last appearance, beat Texas in the Sugar Bowl last year.
Well, that wasn't the worst bowl flub of the year. I haven't totally caught the story, but I imagine that you've heard from some people about this Tennessee Music City Bowl.
I was going to get ready to get to that.
All right.
Yeah, I was going to go there with that. And to me, this is where I blame the College Football Playoff Committee. Because first of all, it was almost like, well, we're lazy. We're not going to put a lot of effort into the final 25. Our effort is to, okay, is it LSU or Ohio State? And which of the Group of Five teams will be playing in the New Year's Six games? And that's it. Because if you look, I mean, honestly, Wisconsin, 3 losses, 2 to Ohio State, 1 at 38-7 loss in the regular season, another they're favored by 31 against Illinois, and they lose, and they don't drop or move or anything out of the 8th spot. And then the fact that they delayed releasing it caused all of this negativity for 3 hours on social media on Sunday. I thought the committee did a major disservice to, especially, they owe a major apology to the Music City Bowl, for example.
I agree with you. I think they got sort of lazy or sort of sloppy and started sort of throwing around these teams without any regard. Like, say what you want. Alabama at 13 is ridiculous. Like that. And maybe, Johnny, maybe that's the committee getting ahead of projecting which players are going to sit out if Alabama doesn't make a playoff game. But 13th, Alabama 13th, like, give me a break. And a lot of people are upset about Wisconsin, too. So I would hope going forward, if the committee is so responsible for the non-playoff bowl games, then the committee takes those tasks more seriously. And if they're not going to take it seriously, and that's okay, because the most important thing is the top four, and this year the most important thing was one or two. If they're not going to take it seriously, figure it out, guys, because there were way too many flubs and missteps this year.
Well, I mean, you say that the most important thing, and absolutely, but their decisions on 1 through 25 also impact the New Year's 6, so that is still their responsibility to get that right as well, because what you're doing is you're just setting that you're sending out the message that we're not really taking this totally serious outside the top four. And so because of it, it creates issues as far as, you know, how much faith as a college football fan you're placing in the hands of this committee.
Well, no question. If they don't want to take it seriously, then why should the players not sit out the bowl? I mean, yeah, it's There's so many that kind of boils back to my main sort of. I'm having a hard time finding what the games that matter outside the playoffs, and I think the system has at least set me up for thinking that way. And yes, the committee absolutely needs to be a little bit more focused on top teams outside the top four next year.
I mean, for me, I'm taking it seriously only because I know I'm going to miss college football once the final seconds tick down in that national title game. And so I'm looking for opportunities to get it pumped up. I mean, even a week from tomorrow on December 21st, I mean, Boise State versus Washington, that should be a fun game. I want to see that. Yeah. So, I mean, I can pick reasons why to find a game on almost, I mean, it's easy to pick out days they're not having a bowl game compared to days they are. I mean, you starting on Friday, you can throw in Sunday the 22nd, Christmas Day the 25th. December 29th on that Sunday, and that's basically it until January 5th. Everything else, there's a bowl game every day, at least one.
No, I am excited. I hope I'm not being a Scrooge. I am excited about it. There's maybe not as much flash, or you know, knowing that some of these teams might not care as much, or some of these players might sit out, sort of hampers me. But like honestly. Yeah, like Boise State, Washington, probably the best of the early games. SMU, Florida Atlantic, like Shane Buechel and that passing attack versus Lane Kiffin's old team. We mentioned it earlier, Appalachian State, UAB. I think there's plenty of good games here. And the fun thing about the bowl games are there's always a few breakout players on each team that we didn't really see coming, and guys who have their own moment on national television that otherwise wouldn't get it. And then we sort of get excited about them for next year, too.
Is that a problem, though, that you're bringing up? I mean, you're talking about you not wanting to be Scrooge, but if the casual college football fan has the attitude with regards to, well, I'm having a tough time putting together top 10 must-see, is that a problem for college football moving forward?
I think so. And I don't know how college football fixes that because they've prioritized, so in 6 years, if we go to an 8-team playoff, like, what happens to the bowls then? Like, the bowls matter even less. There's even less important bowls. The thing about the playoff was that it was supposed to be this marriage of playoff and saving the bowl system. And
right.
It did with the New Year's Six Bowl. And then all of a sudden, this not a loophole, but the players start to figure out, like, they don't want to play in the non-playoff games. And it took a Jalen Smith freak injury in the Fiesta Bowl to do that. And we've seen star after star, Christian McCaffrey and Leonard Fournette got a lot of heat for it like 4 years ago. Time flies. But ever since then, it was very clear if Alabama had made a New Year's Six Bowl, none of those 2017 kids, the juniors, were going to play. So I don't know how college football fixes that.
I have an idea, and you tell me how crazy I am. Forget about, you know, do your top four and make sure there's at least one team from a group of five playing in the New Year's Six and all that. But instead of these bowl tie-ins, let an independent committee match these teams up. Create better – I mean, seriously, Birmingham Bowl. Why is Cincinnati playing Boston College in Birmingham, Alabama, the day after New Year's Day, in January 2nd? I mean, how many folks in Birmingham, Alabama – I mean, I understand Birmingham, every week you can look at TV ratings – and if for college football, no city watches more college football, you know, as far as percentage-wise, than Birmingham, Alabama. But are you testing them when you put a Cincinnati versus Boston College in the Birmingham Bowl this year?
You're testing their faith, Johnny. You're really making it tough for them to want to watch their football. Yeah, like that would be cool. And I think when you find the best bowls, you really do go with matchups. And I saw it didn't happen, but a lot of people were saying, wouldn't it be cool if North Carolina played Texas? Of course, Mack Brown versus old team. Like, those are the types of matchups that could be manipulated by a bowl committee. And you do see that in the NCAA tournament. The Selection Sunday guys like to say they don't do it, but they do it. They matched up, you know, coach versus former protege and all that stuff. So I think that would be a great idea.
Well, I mean, I'll give you another example. I just picked one out here. You in the Red Box Bowl in Santa Clara, California, and I love the Red Box. You've got a 6-6 Illinois team taking on a 7-5 Cal team. Why not take Illinois, match them up against a team from the MAC, take California, match them up with a team from the Mountain West?
A little regional, yeah. I like that.
I mean, so there's ways. So if you really want to, I mean, I hear the talk. I hear, you know, I can see the lips moving, but I don't really, I'm not buying things, the words that are coming out. It's almost like you're watching a Kung Fu movie, and it's like, I don't think they said what that just came out of their mouths. I don't think that's how those words translate. But if you're really serious about improving the bowl games and these, you know, have better matchups from a college football fan standpoint.
No question. It's bowl season is all about matchups, and that's kind of why I put the Belk Bowl in my like 10 bowls that I would want to watch, because
that's
going to
be fun. I mean, Virginia Tech was a team that should have been playing Clemson in the ACC title game. A Kentucky team with Lynn Bowden and what he has done in the second half of the season for Kentucky after moving to the quarterback slot, that's going to be actually a fun game to watch. The Belk Bowl is.
Yeah, against Bud Foster. I'm assuming Bud Foster's coaching in the bowl game, in his last game. So, yeah, those are the fun matchups that I think, you know, could be pretty interesting.
Florida State versus Herm Edwards and Arizona State. I like that. I like those two teams going up against each other. That's fun for me. So I'm good with that even. Fun for me now that Mike Norvell is the head coach compared to the last 2 years. I'll just say that too as well.
Yeah, and it's not like Mike Norvell will coach this game, but he was Arizona State's offensive coordinator for a few seasons. So you got a matchup there. There are gems here.
I have a challenge for you as the national editor for college football coverage with 24/7 Sports, because I'm sure there's somebody that you can reach to that covers college football underneath you. It's like, okay, I got a great story idea. All right, you're now the new bowl czar. All right, so outside the college football playoff, let's redo these matchups, starting with the Bahamas Bowl on Friday, December 20th. Have a go at it and take at it as far as matchups to make it more interesting for the college football fan, and go. Let's see what they do.
Me? Well,
no, I would not, because you don't have time for that. No, I want you to. I would love for you to assign somebody, part of your staff there, to take on that challenge.
I like it. The Bahamas Bowl, just because you asked, I would probably let two sad Midwest teams with horrible weather get out of their region for a little bit. And they got one right.
Well, you got Buffalo. Yeah, Buffalo's like not going to know what to do with themselves playing in the Bahamas.
I'll go Buffalo and Central Michigan. Let them have some fun. Let them see some sunshine.
I like that. Get a little sun there. They come back. Everybody else has pale skin. And everybody else that played or made the trip with Buffalo and one of those MAC teams, they'll have the nice suntan working for them.
Yeah, and then meanwhile, you know, you make Miami. You had a disappointing season. You get to play Louisiana Tech in Shreveport.
Oh, come on. Everybody's dogging. You know, you're not going to be up for ambassador of Shreveport with talk like that, you realize.
No, I know, and I thought about it before I said it. But I made it. It's not the bowl game Miami fans are used to. They've
hey, we need a long way
since the Orange Bowl.
We need a new ambassador for Shreveport, Louisiana. Who are the candidates? Well, I know who's not. That Trey Scott dude, he's not going to be good for us. Forget about it. Check him off the list.
Yeah, no, I count me out. And probably don't have me as Detroit either, because looking at the Quick Lane Bowl is Pittsburgh versus Eastern Michigan. Like, that's another one. Like, Eastern Michigan makes a bowl game, and your reward is, like, I don't know how far Eastern Michigan is from Detroit, but like, they should be able to get out of it.
It's in the same state, so that's close enough, right?
Yeah, they should be able to get out of the state.